Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's good to be with you today. As we continue in the Gospels, today we're Luke chapter 10, beginning in verse 38, as we have a story of the tale of the two sisters. In verse 38, it reads, "Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me alone to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me.' And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing that is needed, and Mary was chosen that good part, or has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.'" So we have the story of these two sisters. As he entered a certain village from the Gospel of John, we know that the name of the village that Mary and Martha lived was, of course, Bethany. And a certain woman named Martha received her into her house. John tells us Bethany was the town of Mary. The house belonged to Martha, and the village belonged to Mary. Of course, Mary was what might be described as a homemaker. She was a doer. She was absorbed with things. Mary, in contrast, could be called a people person. She was absorbed with people, and everybody in town knew Mary. It was Mary's town, it tells us. This is true of people today. There are those people who live much of their time and spend all their things and the things they want to do, and those lives are spent with people. And there are those who just spend a lot of their times just building and working around their homes. And so a lot of times you see the vast difference of people. I think it's pretty amazing how all of us have different personalities and different things that we do. When Jesus came to the home of Martha, it was true to form. Martha was cumbered about, to use really the King James language, with many things, it tells us there. That is, preparing the special food and other things to make the day when Jesus came into the home, very pleasant experience. You could see her working so hard. Many people showed their love by Jesus, and certainly even today show their love for Jesus by the things that they do. They love making things and doing things, and they're involved in the service of the Master. James says to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. James was really kind of a practical sort, and he would have really appreciated Martha. And so the doing is necessary. It's always necessary. And let's make sure we don't ever discount the importance of the doing. But the story tells us is that in doing, we find that she seems to have substituted the doing for worship. It would appear that Martha was so busy serving Jesus that she didn't have time to take time for Jesus. The house did not need to be spotless for the Lord. Everything did not need to be perfect in perfect order. Could you see Martha maybe rearranging all the little knickknacks on the shelf and dusting everything and cutting the little carrots to make sure that they had the, you know, they're really pretty little shapes and forms, and want to make sure that the plates were look just in the right place, that everything was right. Yet the things were so lovely, and I'm sure they were really appreciated for everything. And she was trying to show her love by the things that she was doing, but you could never substitute the time of sitting at the feet of Jesus. And that's what at the heart of the story is. Many others were on hand, and we're told that also sat at Jesus and heard his words. I think the word "also," as you see here, verse 39, is important. I think the word "also" indicates that she was also doing some serving, that Mary was serving. But with her servant, she also took time to sit at the feet and just to listen to the words of Jesus. This is true to form for Mary, who was more of a people person, as we mentioned before. She could not let the extra little touches to go in order to just to spend time for him, with him. Otherwise, all the little extra things to make the house look great. Well, she needed to spend some time with the Lord. She was one who later, just a week before he was crucified, took a pound of extremely expensive perfume, which Judas estimated the cost of being some several thousand dollars, and poured it over his head of Jesus, poured it over the head of Jesus as he sat at supper. And Judas, of course, claimed that it was a waste and should not have been sold, and the money, or should have been sold, and the money given to the poor. Jesus again defended Mary's expensive expression, really, how expensive it was, which is simply an expression of devotion for him, and commanded Judas to leave her alone. And she had done this special act of love for my burial, Jesus says. It seems that Mary was always being criticized for her pure devotion for Jesus. But it should be noted that Jesus always stood up for her and defended her love for him. The complaint that we see that Martha brings to Jesus, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her to help me." Now, it's a wonderful thing, I think, to serve the Lord. As I mentioned earlier, it really is necessary. However, we should never find ourselves complaining about serving. When Peter wrote about our service for the Lord, he said it shouldn't be out of constraint. Or let me put it this way, it shouldn't be under pressure or service or duty, but thinking that I have to do this. Paul said that our giving to the Lord should be without grudging. It should be just, he goes on and says that God loves a cheerful giver. Our service of the Lord should be an expression of our love and our excitement of just doing things for the Lord. Martha has given herself to serve the Lord, but she now begins to complain. She's upset that Mary has taken time to sit at the feet of Jesus and just to chat with him. The defense of Jesus for Mary: "Martha, Martha, you are troubled and filled with cares about many things." Yes, that's Martha's thing. The reputation of the name has in a tone of familiar, you know, that he was very familiar with her, but yet there's a seems to be that real tenderness that Jesus has for her. And the thing that are appreciated, it is not the belittling that Jesus could have had. The thing that she had been doing, she was neglecting the main thing. Jesus wasn't condemning her for her service, but she had been neglecting the main thing, and that being Jesus is in her home. Spend time with him. She was so busy with these things that she didn't have time for Jesus. We do, you know, and when we're doers, we must be careful about this. We must be careful that we always take time for Jesus. I think it's amazing how the busyness of our world, and folks, I don't know where you're listening from. I'm here in Southern California, and I just heard in the news that Southern California is the number one city in the world, Los Angeles, for more traffic than any place in the world. It beats Cairo, it beats New York, and you know, you name it. We're very, very busy people. You get on the freeway and you almost sit in the traffic all the time. But yet, there has to be time to sit at the feet of Jesus. We need to make sure that we keep our priorities right, even though that we got things to do. We need to go to work. We got to go shopping, grocery shopping, make a meal, get the laundry done. You know, I understand that. We all got a lot of things that we need to do. But we see that there's only one thing that is needful. Martha was cumbered with many things. She was troubled and filled with care for things. These things are nice, as I mentioned earlier. They show a special touch of appreciation on what she appreciated Jesus being in her home. But there's really, they weren't all necessary. And so the thing that we see here, that Jesus is saying, the things that aren't really, there's only one thing that's really needful, and that's to spend time with Jesus, to spend time with him. John tells us that Jesus loved Mary and Martha. They shared a special relationship with him. He loved Martha, the doer. He also loved Mary, the communer. They both shared a special place in his heart. He did not like Martha's complaining. He talked to her about it. If you want to do things, if you want to serve, if you want to make your house fine, that's fine. I mean, make the house look beautiful, that's fine. But don't complain about it. If you want to give your time to doing, but that's all right. But don't neglect the time of communing also. So we have the story of Mary and Martha. And again, it wasn't that the two sisters weren't both working and doing things, as I mentioned earlier, trying to make the house and the home look nice. But when it's time to sit down to worship, make sure you take time to keep our priorities right, that we spend some time with Jesus. Today, as you're listening to this, I hope that you'd be encouraged. That as we look at the words here of Jesus, that once again, as we read verse 41, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. I think a lot of us could raise our hands and say, yep, Lord, you got me on that one. Because our world is a very troubled place, isn't it? But let's make sure that we'll take our day and we'll commit our ways unto the Lord, that we'll get him involved with our day and we'll talk to him throughout our days. Sing praises unto him as he leads and directs us and helps us in the things that we should do. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.